See, getting distracted by sex is not only time consuming, folks, but is also energy and focus consuming, and leaves you with less resources to do the things that a man needs to do to assume and maintain his leadership position in society.
StayAllDay.com.
Pretty exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has, relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
What can you get? DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You're now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when you get to use those personal initiative, that is to go get an energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unifying philosophy that is called work on your game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is sexual discipline for men. Now, this topic is, actually, before I even get into that, let me tell you two things. First of all, my daily motivation text and my Monday motivation text coming out every day and every week, respectively, guaranteed to have you focus, sharp, and on point, regardless of which one it is. You want to be getting this message, text me at my number 305-384-6894. As soon as we get that reactivated and working properly, then you'll be getting that message straight to your phone. Secondly, Work on Your Game University. That is a place where I'm helping people get to their six-figure years in business, people who are already at six figures getting to the seven figures in business, because listen, you're in business. So your goal is you want to make more money in your business now. We're going to help you with the mindset, the strategy, systems, and the accountability to get to more money as a bottom line in your business. If that sounds like what you want and what you're looking for and what you know you need, go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That link is in the description to this episode, wherever you happen to be consuming this. With that out of the way, let's get into this topic, which is, again, sexual discipline for men. Now, this topic is, first of all, long overdue. This is a topic that I talked about many times over the years, but this is where I'm going to talk about it now. And I first addressed this topic, at least from a certain angle, back in episode 103. And the topic of that episode was how to stop chasing ass and find your focus. That was actually the title of the episode, episode 103, which you can still find. If you just go to dreallday.com/blog/103, you can see that episode. And today I'm talking about the subject again, as there is a strong need for this conversation, specifically for the men out there who have the drive and ambition to be successful. However, being that we are evolutionarily wired for reproduction, we find ourselves possibly, and some of you constantly, distracted by your human, male, heterosexual, sexual desires. All right, so sometimes you just find yourself distracted by these things. That's why I'm talking about this here today. If you are a social media user and or you're on my email list, if you're not on my email list, you should be, just go to workonmygame.com. You get on my email list completely for free. In my articles, I did a social media post about this where I said online ass is the new slavery, specifically for men. And the whole concept of what I talked about in that article, I'm going to be talking about here in this episode, was all about how men are becoming enslaved through your attention, your focus, and your time, and also your energy to looking at ass that you see on the internet. And listen, I understand as a heterosexual man, it's designed to draw your attention, and it usually does a pretty good job of doing so. And while you're giving your attention and focus to that, you're also giving it your time. You're also giving it some energy. And guess what? You are not doing the opportunity costs is you're not doing the things that are going to create success for you. Looking at online ass is not a form of success, not unless you happen to be, you know, Hugh Hefner. What I'm going to explain to you here today are the disciplines you're going to need to stop being distracted by the online and offline ass, to focus on the success and how it will still put you in a position, because we got to be clear. I mean, biology is biology. You're still going to be in a position to satisfy your human sexual desires, despite the fact, let's say, that you are not being a slave to the ass being shown to you from many different angles in today's world. All right, everybody got that? Point number one. Topic, once again, is sexual discipline for men. Number one, sex is the modern day tool for enslaving the mind of a man. And when I say the mind of a man, I'm talking about heterosexual males. That's the angle from which I'm speaking. That's the angle from which I have experience. So if you're a homosexual male, I don't have much conversation for you here, but maybe you can translate it and it can apply to you the same way. But I'm speaking about this from the angle of the heterosexual man. And ladies who are listening to this, you should still listen because you should understand what kind of conversation that men are having and why we're having it. Sex is the modern day tool for enslaving the mind of the man. That is what's happening today. I'm going to tell you how I know this in a second. See, the old back in the day tool for enslaving a man was actual slavery, like slavery that we all know about from history books. But that is, for the most part, in the modern world, is pretty much over. The old way of enslaving any person was physical domination, right? That was what slavery was. And it was mental, but it was mostly physical. These days, it was physical, and then it transferred to the mental. They worked together, but there was a physical component to the slavery back in that day. That's the better way of saying it. These days, the domination is not physical at all. It's completely mental and is sometimes emotional, but the physical part has been removed from the equation. But as you can see, many more people are enslaved now than were back in the day. Back in the day, where the physical part was the part that really kept people, you know, chained in, sometimes literally. Now is the mental part, where people have the physical ability to go wherever they want, but mentally they are chained. And I'm going to explain more as we go on here. So when I say sex is the modern day tool for enslaving your mind, let me tell you exactly what I mean. How many males, listen to this right now, have ever found yourself losing 2 or 10 or 30 minutes of your day scrolling through a social media platform, looking at videos and pictures of women in sexually suggestive poses or doing sexually suggestive activities? Or actually doing, not even suggestive, but just sexual activities, period. Let me ask the question again. How many men listening to this have found yourself giving away 2 or 10 or 30 or 60 minutes of your day scrolling through a social media platform, looking at videos and pictures of women doing either sexual or sexually suggestive activities or being in sexual or sexually suggestive poses? How many of you have found yourself guilty of that ever in your life? Every man listening to this has their hand raised. Everybody. Any man listening to this who has access to a social media application has done this. We have all had time stolen from us by this. Again, this is a play on our natural biological desires. It's part of our evolutionary wiring to want to reproduce. And when we see someone in a suggestive position or doing a suggestive activity that suggests the act that leads to reproduction, also known as sex, it gets our attention. Again, it's just part of our wiring as people. The social media apps have become, and here's where I will hold social media accountable. Social media apps have become less and less stringent when it comes to policing this type of material, which has surprised me. It surprised me, not because, but the more I see it, the less surprised I am, because it looks like the social media apps are in on the deal. They're in on this game, that this is what we're going to do. And I talked about this in an article that I wrote. I remember I was posting on X one day and I was asking someone a question about the transgender community. And I use that exact phrase. I said transgender community. And when I pushed the button to send my post, I got a notification from the app that said, this is on X. It said, your post will not be shown to most users because it looks like the language that you're using is in violation of our terms of service. So if you post this, it's going to get suppressed. Not most people are going to see it. Most people are not going to see it. Only because I had said the word transgender or maybe transgender community. So I said, okay, well, they're being very protective of that group. Okay, whatever. So I modified what I was saying and sent the post in a different way. Moment later, I got off X and I went over to Instagram. And when I went over to Instagram, I have literally seen this. Women completely naked. This is complete nudity. This is not suggestive nudity. This is not quote unquote artistic nudity. It is complete nudity on Instagram. I'm like, wait a minute. So now a woman can be completely nude on Instagram. This is the thing now. And these are posts that have been around. So Instagram's not taking them down. Instagram is not banning this stuff. Instagram is leaving this stuff up. They're allowing this stuff. And they're not flagging it. And they appear to be promoting it, because I was on the Explore tab on Instagram. It was a tab that, for the most part, I stay off of. But on that Explore tab on Instagram, there was a woman on there completely nude. And I'm like, Okay, so Instagram is now promoting this. They are sending this to people. Now, X and Instagram are not owned by the same people, but it is all social media. And I have wondered, why are they so protective of one thing, but while completely removing all barriers on another? But good news is I have answers to that question. Answer is that if these applications can enslave the minds of men by getting you focused on sex, or at least the illusion of sex, then they can control you. If you control somebody's mind, you control everything else they got. And when they can control you, they can do whatever they want with you and to you. See, getting distracted by sex is not only time consuming, folks, but it's also energy and focus consuming, and leaves you with less resources to do the things that a man needs to do to assume and maintain his leadership position in society. Let me say that sentence one more time. When they can control you by your sexual desires, not only do they take your time, they also usurp your energy and your focus. And now you have fewer resources remaining to do the things that a man must do to assume and maintain your leadership position in society. This is all a big game that is being played. And you're the pieces on the board. Men, I talked in episode number 2702 about three things that every man wants and should have. If you haven't listened to that episode, you can probably find it in your feed where you're listening to me right now. Still, episode 2702. If you are sexually distracted, or you're distracted, period, by your sexual desires, you can't go get those three things I talked about in episode 2702. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com. And get my emails directly to your inbox every day, free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. Have you ever wondered why so many people have big goals and big dreams for themselves and they work hard every single day, yet they never reach their goals? You ever wondered about that? I have. And I found out the reason why this happens. It's because most people never ask themselves a key third question, which is, who do I need to be while I'm doing what I'm doing so that I can have what I want to have? You see, if you never fix your mindset and the way that you're thinking about a situation and the way you think about yourself and the way you see yourself in the mirror, then it doesn't matter what you do and it doesn't matter what you want. You will never get there because you simply have an inaccurate formula. I wrote the book called The Mirror of Motivation, which addresses this first question. Who do I need to be? And when you answer that question, then when you do what you need to do, it will produce the outcomes that you have and what you want to have. If that sounds like it might be the missing link in your process, and let me let you know, it is the missing link in your process. Go to mirrorofmotivation.com. All you do is cover the shipping, and I'm going to give you a free copy of that book physically mailed to your doorstep. Again, mirrorofmotivation.com. So you can be who you need to be, then do what you need to do, and then you're going to have what you want to have in your life. Mirrorofmotivation.com. Moving on to point number two. Today's topic, once again, is sexual discipline for men. So now that we've established where you are losing your discipline, now let's talk about how to get it. First of all, I'm not telling you to abstain from sexual activity. All right, that's biologically impossible. It's impossible and impractical. What I am telling you to do is to be disciplined and in control of your activity instead of the activity controlling you. And there's a big difference between those. Stop scrolling through. This right here will be the highest impact activity you could do of everything I'm going to tell you right now. You ready? Everything I'm going to tell you this episode. Stop scrolling through soft porn on Instagram and hard porn on other less talked about platforms. If you could do that alone, you'll get 10 times your money's worth from listening to this episode. Stop scrolling through soft porn on Instagram. That's what Instagram is now, is soft porn. And then stop scrolling through hard porn on other less talked about platforms. The fact of the matter is, gentlemen, you have to stop looking at the browse features on most social media apps. You just stop doing that, it'll save you a ton of time, whether you're looking at sex or anything else. Stop looking at the browse feature on most social media apps, unless you are doing so strategically for your business. Other than that, don't do it. Because if you open and look at a post that is showing you soft porn, well, they're going to show you more soft porn. That's how the algorithm works. And you are not going to stop wanting to look at it, and they are not going to stop showing it to you. I mean, so both of you are getting what you want. The challenge is I'm challenging you to stop wanting it by stop going near it. It's kind of like an alcoholic gets out of a 12-step program. Don't keep going to the bar and then telling yourself you're not going to drink. Just don't go to the bar. It's easy to stop drinking. That's what I'm suggesting to you. You got to remove yourself from the situation so that you are not tempted by the situation. Also, gentlemen, I need you to stop making your life decisions based on shallow sexual desires. What do I mean by this? I'm not telling you to abstain from sexual activity. I'm telling you to not make life decisions based on your sexual needs and the subsequent sexual activity that follows. In other words, let me say it even more plainly. Do not make decisions whose ramifications last longer than the duration of your sexual activity. Everybody follow what I'm saying here? If your sexual activity lasts 15 minutes, the decision that you made to get involved in that activity should not last longer than the 15 minutes. Children don't get born and die in 15 minutes, if you understand what I'm saying. STDs don't go away in 15 minutes, if you understand what I'm saying. Protect yourselves, gentlemen. I talked about this in episode 103. If you are going to engage in sexual activity, men, protect yourself. All right, the cost of contraception is a lot lower, significantly lower, than the cost of child support, than the cost of you having to go get a paternity test, than the cost of having to go to court, than the cost of you being connected to a woman who you had no intention of ever being connected with in any way, shape, or form, aside from that 15 minutes or 3 hours or weekend. Now you're connected for life, or at least the life as long as that child is alive, because you had no discipline. Protect yourself physically. That's what I mean by that. And make sure you are also getting any woman you're going to engage with sexually, sexual activity. Make sure you are getting a detailed Carfax report on any woman you deal with if the ramifications of your encounter are going to last longer than just that night. You know what I mean when I say a detailed Carfax report? Y'all seen those commercials that show me the Carfax? And those who don't know what Carfax is, it's a company that basically, the way that they market themselves is that any car you're going to buy, a used vehicle, that is, a vehicle that has been around the block a few times, all right, follow my metaphor, Carfax is going to tell you exactly what the details and the truth is about that car. Has it been totaled before? How many times has it been to the shop? All right, who owned it before? Has it been destroyed? Is it actually in the quality that it says it is? Is the odometer, are the miles on that car the actual number that it says on the odometer, or are they lying? Did they roll it back a little bit and not tell you the truth about how many miles are actually on that vehicle? This is an excellent metaphor for what I'm communicating right here, if y'all not catching it. Make sure you're getting a detailed Carfax report on any car you're going to drive, okay? And protect yourself whether you believe the Carfax or not, unless you are deciding to spend the rest of your life with that female. If you are not making that decision, if it's anything less than that, protect yourself physically. So no matter what happens, the encounter is the end of the encounter. Everybody got me? Gentlemen, remember that what's offered easily can be replaced easily. So some of you may be listening to this right now and saying, Dre, I get what you're saying. I understand. But man, that's available. That over there is available. All of those are available. Listen, I 100% agree with you. Trust me, I agree. Let me reiterate what I just said. What's offered easily can be replaced easily, meaning if that one and that one and those over there are easy to get, guess what? If you turn around and walk 10 miles in the other direction, there's going to be another that one, and another those over there too. Just as easy. What's offered easily can be replaced easily, which means, gentlemen, for every one that you let walk by, another one's going to be coming along shortly. This is the discipline. For every one you let walk by, another one will be coming along shortly. This is the discipline. This is the understanding that you need to have. In the world that we live in today, where, again, the standards and the expectations when it comes to sexual, let's just call it discipline for everybody, males and females, the standards are so loosened. There's a lot of things being offered to you easily. I 100% get it. And guess what? They are easily replaced. So everyone you let walk by, it's like the train. You miss that train, there's another one coming in 8 minutes. That's the discipline. And I don't care how long you waited for the train or how fast it came. Protect yourself unless you are making a lifetime decision with that female. If you're not making a lifetime decision to be with that female, protect yourself. The good feeling ain't worth 18 years of your life and 18 years of your paychecks being garnished. Do you know what the number one key is for you to advance and get to a higher level from where you are right now? It is not for you to work harder, wake up earlier, or go to sleep later. No. It is for you to get the right insight. In other words, to ask yourself the right questions. These questions are usually questions that you don't have the answer to. But dealing with those questions opens the door for you getting to that next level that you want to reach. How do you get help with this? By getting coaching, by getting around other people who can see things that you don't see, who have perceptions and insights that you don't have. This is why coaching is as valuable as it is, and this is why higher level performers always invest in coaching. The best way you can do that from here is to go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That is the only place I offer coaching, the only place I work with anyone directly. If you just go to workonyourgameuniversity.com, you can see all your options for getting involved with us and engaging and having someone coaching you so that you can take yourself to that next level again through insight, not just through effort. Again, it's workonyourgameuniversity.com. Point number three. Today's topic, once again, is sexual discipline for men. Number three. Learn the skill of transmutation. Transmutation is the word. That is defined as the action of changing or the state of being changed into another form. So when I say transmutation, what I mean is, as you mature as a man, you must develop the ability to transmute your sexual energy into other forms and other pursuits that make the acquisition of sex easy. Let me say that sentence again. Here's the key ingredient right here. As you mature as a man, you learn to transmute your sexual desires into other forms of energy that you use for other pursuits that, when done successfully, make the acquisition of sex easy. So, see, instead of having to scroll through Instagram, look at soft porn and imagine whatever you're imagining in your mind, how about you take that same sexual energy that has you scrolling Instagram, apply it to creating success in your life and producing results in your life? And when you create that success and results, you know what's going to happen? Those success and those results are going to give you an aura of being a successful results producing man that brings all the sexual things that you were looking at and imagining on Instagram, they're going to bring them to your front door in real life. That's the way it works. But understand, you must transmute that sexual energy into the energy that leads you to actually doing productive stuff first. And the rewards come on the back end. You got to do the work first. So accomplishment, resume building, business building, generating income, all of these things make the acquisition of sexual activity easy. You don't need Instagram. You want to have those, whatever it is you're looking at on Instagram, you want to have them going on Instagram looking for you instead of you going on Instagram looking for them. That's how you flip the equation around. But in order to flip the equation around, gentlemen, you got to have discipline first. You don't get the equation flipped, then you go get discipline. No, you don't get reward before discipline. You don't get dessert before dinner. You got to eat dinner first, then you get the dessert. That's the way it works. Many of you are trying to eat dessert before you've eaten your dinner. And it's the reason why all your resources are being sucked away by nonsense because of your lack of discipline. See, I'm not blaming the women for going out there and putting themselves out there the way that they're doing. They're doing it because you're giving your resources to it. I mean, if you were a woman, maybe you would do the same thing. What I'm telling you is they ain't going away because there's always going to be some undisciplined men who are always going to give their resources to that. I'm saying you don't need to be one of them. That's my point. The more of these things you do, resume building, accomplishment achieving, creating success, the more of these things you do, the more of the sexual activity that all men want. Every heterosexual man wants certain sexual activity with certain women. And we all got our, you know, what we like, and to each their own. But we all want that sexual activity. The more of the results you produce, the more the sexual activity will find you anyway. You won't have to go looking for it. It will find you. Everybody following what I'm saying here? Accomplishment, resume building, and business success, you know what they attract? They attract all the things that you want sexually. They attract them on their own just by being self-evident. Is anybody unclear on what I'm saying here? As you create more success in your life, you won't have to go looking for sexual activity. All right, it will come looking for and finding you. As you stop looking at anything, it starts to come after you. It's kind of like your shadow. When you're outside on a sunny day and you see your shadow and you try to run after your shadow, what happens? No matter how fast you run, the shadow is always a step ahead of you. But if you turn around and walk away from your shadow and go in the opposite direction from where your shadow was, what happens? Look over your shoulder. Your shadow is following you. That's the way it works. That's the way it works when it comes to the sexual activity that many of you men are being distracted by on social media and other places. You're chasing after your shadow. You're never going to catch it. There's always another shadow to run after. But as soon as you turn around and go the other way, the shadow starts following you. But you got to have the discipline to turn around and go the other way. That's the point that I'm making here. Male accomplishment, gentlemen, is an aphrodisiac for women. Male accomplishment is an aphrodisiac for women. Definition of an aphrodisiac is a food drink, or drug that stimulates sexual desire, or a thing that causes excitement. That's what an aphrodisiac is a thing that stimulates sexual desire. Wouldn't it be better if you were stimulating sexual desire in those women you're looking at on social media rather than their pictures stimulating sexual desire in you? I mean, what is it doing for you? It ain't doing nothing for you. All right, so how about you do things to stimulate sexual desire in them so that they come your way and you get to pick and choose which ones you want and you got the success on top of that? How about killing both birds with one stone? How about that? So now you don't have to go looking at them on Instagram or TikTok or wherever you're going. You go create success. They're going to go on Instagram and they're going to be looking for you. It's much easier to get when they're knocking on your door than when you had to knock on theirs. I mean, I am never going to be against knocking on doors and ringing phones when you need to stimulate activity. But I'm telling you, men, when it comes to this subject, you don't need to go knocking on doors. You want them knocking on yours. And you're in a much stronger position in life when you're the one doing the choosing rather than trying to get chosen. And by the way, men, when a man is in a power position, you're not asking a woman to choose you. You choose amongst them. Not for nothing. I could do a whole episode just on that alone. All right. If you want to be the person who is in a position of power, you got to put yourself in a mindset of doing the choosing, not hoping to get chosen. There's a time and a place in business when, hey, maybe you do need to want to get chosen when you're relatively new. When I was relatively new as a full-time entrepreneur, yeah, I was trying to get chosen a lot. I had to put myself in a position to try to get chosen. And when I did, do my thing, so then I could be in a position of doing the choosing. But over time, you gradually want to put yourself in a position where you're not trying to get chosen at all, where you're doing the choosing. Like, listen, is this, if it ain't the way that I want it, I'm not doing it. Like, you want to put yourself in that frame of mind. And this starts as a mindset, folks. This starts as a mindset. Then it becomes actions. Then it becomes outcomes. Be, do, have. But the first thing you got to do is stop trying to get in your mind, in your imagination, trying to get chosen by the things you're seeing on your phone. That's discipline. Let's recap today's class, which is sexual discipline for men. Again, I talked about this in episode 103, titled How to Stop Chasing Ass and Find Your Focus. Today, we're going deeper into the subject because it is even more needed now than it was then. Number one, sex is the modern day tool for enslaving the mind of a man. It used to be physical slavery. Now it is mental slavery because it has you men using 2 or 10 or 30 or 75 minutes of your day scrolling through social media, looking at sexually suggestive soft porn or actual sexual hard porn. And you got to get yourself out of that frame of mind. You got to get yourself out of doing that stuff so that you can get back to doing your actual job in life, which leads to point number 2. I'm not telling you to abstain from sexual activity. That's impossible. It's impractical. What I'm telling you to do is be disciplined and in control of your activity. So stop looking at the soft porn and the hard porn and go and do your job. Stop making life decisions based on shallow sexual desires. I'm not telling you to abstain from having sex, but if you are going to, make sure you protect yourself physically. Don't make any decisions whose ramifications last longer than the sexual engagement that you are getting involved in. You know exactly what that means. Do not be stupid, all right, because that money's coming out of your check. All right, that money's mandated by the courts and ain't no undoing that. All right, you make a dumb decision. Don't be dumb. What's offered easily can be replaced easily, folks. So something easy comes your way. Don't feel bad if you let it walk by because there's going to be another one walking by in 5 minutes, just like the bus or the train. Number 3, learn the skill of transmutation. It is the action of changing or the state of being changed into another form. You need to take that same sexual energy that has you scrolling on social media and transmute that energy into success and accomplishment creating activities that will build up your name, build up your brand, build your aura, and will attract the sexual activity to you so that you can choose instead of having to hoping to get chosen. The more of these accomplishment, resume building, and business building activities you do, the more that the sex that every man wants will find you anyway, because accomplishment, resume building, and business success, folks, they attract these opportunities on their own accord. Sexual opportunity comes to people who are creating outcomes. When it comes to men, you're creating outcomes and you're creating them consistently. And especially as it becomes more and more noted and obvious, then you won't need to go looking for sexual activity. It will come to you. The opportunity will come find you. Again, instead of you going looking for them, they'll come looking for you. You want to be in that power position anyway. And understand that as a man, success is an aphrodisiac for women. Right, women who are attracted to men, the aphrodisiac for them is success and accomplishment of a man. So again, you don't have to look for them anyway. And you want to be in a position of choosing, not a position of hoping to get chosen. And the way you do that is by being the accomplished man, and you can let them come find you instead of you going and looking, trying to find them. That is the discipline, folks. That said, make sure you text me so you're in my text community. My number is down below in the description. And workonyourgameuniversity.com. That's the place where I do all my coaching. you are looking to get to your first six-figure year in business, if you are already in six figures and you want to keep it steady or move it up, or you're in six figures and you're trying to get to the seven-figure level, go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That's where you can schedule a time to get on a call with us. We'll talk to you about where you're at, where you want to go, what's in the way. We'll tell you how it works and how to get started. That's all at workonyourgameuniversity.com. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions. You can share challenges with me. You are messaging me directly. You can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. Question: are you looking for a health and wellness upgrade that's as easy as sipping your morning coffee? Or if you're like me, you don't even drink coffee? Meet AG1, the superhero of all-in-one supplements. With just one scoop a day, you'll experience a powerhouse blend of 75 essential nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will have you feeling like you can leap tall buildings in a single bound. You can feel like it, though. You don't even have to try it. AG1 is your personal health sidekick, packed with prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes to support optimal gut health. Now, what exactly does all that mean? That means you can say goodbye to those pesky nutrient gaps that you have in your system right now, and you probably don't even know it, and say hello to a vitality boost that will make you feel like you have superhuman strength. And this is all natural, clean stuff. But wait, there's more. When you take the leap and join the AG1 revolution right now, you'll unlock an incredible offer. You will enjoy a free one-year supply of vitamin D, which is a vital nutrient for a strong immune system and strong bones, with your first order. Plus, you're going to receive 5 free AG1 travel packs, which are perfect for staying on top of your health routine wherever life takes you. So if a comprehensive solution is what you need from your supplement routine, you're tired of having to pack 8 pills and 9 different supplements every time you go somewhere, or every time you wake up in the morning, you got to take all these different pills. You don't even know what they are. You can't remember what's what. You don't even know what the ingredients are on these things. Say goodbye to all of that and try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first order. Go to drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out and start your journey to a healthier, happier you. Your body will thank you for joining the AG1 Super Squad.